In 1921, on a brisk afternoon in Chicago, Illinois, 45-year-old Tilly Klimek traipsed up to her landlady and told her that there was a deal going on for coffins. They were just $30 a pop. Tilly declared that she was going to buy one as soon as possible because, she explained, "My husband, he's got only 2 inches to live." The landlady didn't know what to make of Tilly's strange proclamation, so she put it out of her mind, dismissing it as idle chatter. And then, just a few weeks later, Tilly's husband, Frank Kupazuk, did drop dead, just as she said he would. It wasn't long before neighbors began whispering that Tilly had magical powers. She had to be a psychic. However, the truth was much simpler. Tilly wasn't a psychic. She was a murderer. She knew that her husband was going to die because she'd been poisoning him for months. And Frank Kupazuk was far from her first victim. Welcome to Black Widow Watch. Like the deadly spider they're named for, many female criminals have used the promise of love to trap and kill their victims. These men believed they'd found the person they would spend their lives with. Instead, they had wandered right into the web of a deadly predator. Throughout this month, I'm taking a look at the world's most notorious black widows. In these episodes, I'll uncover what made these women decide to murder the people they'd vowed to love and cherish. We'll detail the specific methods they used to carry out these ends. And finally, we'll explore what made their respective prey susceptible to the charms of a predator in disguise. Today, we're discussing Tilly Klimek. In addition to murdering 3 husbands, Tilly is also believed to have killed acquaintances, a couple of relatives, and 1 or 2 puppies. Though her neighbors initially thought her ability to predict her husband's death was due to psychic abilities, they soon discovered that the truth was far more malevolent. More on Tilly Klimek after this.
The Hargan women seemed to have it all.
We were blessed. My mom was amazing.
But detectives would soon discover...
Inside the house, there were the bodies of 2 women.
A story of betrayal you would struggle to believe if it wasn't true.
I am just praying to God, this is a sick joke.
From 48 Hours, this is Blood is Thicker, the Hargan family killings. Listen to Blood is Thicker, the Hargan family killings, starting May 8th, wherever you get your podcasts.
Now, back to our Black Widow. Tilly Klimek moved to Chicago from Germany as a Polish immigrant in 1877, when she was just 1 year old. She grew up into a plain-faced young woman who was described as having a lumpy figure and greasy hair. Her manner of speaking left a lot to be desired as well. Though Tilly came to America when she was young, her English was terrible. As a result, neighbors described her and her family as having the air of peasants. However, Tilly did have one talent to recommend her. Despite her shoddy looks and subpar English, Tilly was fantastic at attracting young, unmarried men. It was this particular skill that led her first husband, John Mietkiewicz, to propose to Tilly. In 1914, after a reported 2 decades of marriage, John died. Tilly didn't spend much time mourning his loss. It's said that just 1 month later, she married for the 2nd time. The shelf life of that union proved much shorter. Just 3 months after saying "I do," Tilly's new husband suddenly dropped dead. Yet despite the fact that Tilly had lost 2 seemingly healthy husbands in just 4 months, nobody thought to look into it. And that worked out just fine for Tilly. She pocketed nearly $3,000 in life insurance money from both her spouses' deaths. Then she used her windfall to take a romantic trip to Milwaukee with her latest paramour, Joseph Guskowski. However, Tilly's amorous feelings for Joseph died in the frigid air of Milwaukee when she realized that her new love had no intention of proposing to her. This reality filled Tilly with rage. So as the disgruntled pair made their way back to Chicago, she attempted to change Joseph's mind. She decided to open up to him more. Tilly revealed that her first two husbands hadn't died of natural causes, as had been reported. On the contrary, she said, she had poisoned them with arsenic. To be fair, Tilly's disclosure was less an act of honesty and more a blatant threat. She was presenting Joseph with an easy choice: marry me or die. Joseph chose neither option. Instead, he panicked and threatened to turn Tilly into the police for her crimes. That was a mistake. Threatening a professed murderer is never a good idea. That's why by 1919, 43-year-old Tilly was married for the third time to Frank Kupczuk, and Joseph Guskowski was dead. This marked a turning point for Tilly. She had poisoned her first two husbands for their life insurance money, but in the case of Guskowski, she murdered him because he slighted her. This trend would continue. Soon, Tilly wouldn't require much before she resorted to murder. After almost 2 years of being married to her third husband, Frank Kupczuk, Tilly brandished the newspaper advertisement for $30 coffins in her landlady's face. A few months later, Frank lay dead in the coffin that his wife had bought for a song. Her neighbors promptly concluded that Tilly must be a psychic. This allowed the serial-killing widow to sail off unscathed with $675 in life insurance money and a lead on a new husband. However, it was this new spouse that ultimately caused Tilly's downfall. After marrying 50-year-old Joseph Klimek before the end of 1921, 46-year-old Tilly immediately began slipping arsenic into his meals. She could practically feel his life insurance money in her grasp when Klimek's brother John grew suspicious about his sudden illness. Despite Tilly's objections, John insisted on getting a doctor to examine Klimek independently. Upon a cursory analysis, the doctor diagnosed Klimek with arsenic poisoning. Thus, on October 26, 1922, Tilly was finally arrested. She was so agitated by this turn of events that she told the arresting officer, "The next man I'd like to cook a dinner for is you." During the ensuing trial, the full depth of Tilly's crimes were laid bare. When examined, Tilly's first three husbands also had high levels of arsenic in their system. Secondly, the prosecutor discovered that several of Tilly's relatives and neighbors had become grievously sick and/or died shortly after eating at her house. It wasn't just humans who were at risk either. Evidence presented at the trial suggested that a dog Tilly found annoying had dropped dead shortly after she complained about its obnoxious barking. Due to the sheer wealth of evidence against her, in 1923, 47-year-old Tilly Klimek was found guilty of murder and sentenced to life in prison. It was the harshest sentence to date ever given to a woman in Cook County, Chicago. Thanks for listening. We'll be back tomorrow to examine the twisted web of yet another Black Widow. For more villainous women, you can catch episodes of Female Criminals for free on Spotify or wherever you listen to podcasts.